Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ralph, the election is coming up in a couple of weeks. What do you expect as far as turnout?
Well, it's a local election year, so it's usually the lower of the different cycles that we have. Presidential elections and gubernatorial elections being the highest, and then followed by the local elections. However, it's very much on track to what we had experienced 4 years ago. So we're not abnormally low or abnormally high this cycle around. It's certainly still in a very important election because these are the local officials that are closest to you. They determine who's going to be on the planning board, who's going to pave your streets, and who's going to pick up your garbage. So these are very critical offices, and we're hoping that people recognize that and come out and support their local officials.
Which races might bring the turnout to a higher than anticipated level?
Well, of course, you have the city of Buffalo. This is the first time in over a decade that Byron Brown is not going to be the mayor. So we have two new people that are challenging for that seat, as well as an independent candidate. So the city of Buffalo is certainly one area in which we're going to watch. But there's also very spirited races in the town of Amherst, Hamburg, West Seneca, Cheektowaga. There are three council seats which are up. There's a number of very highly contested races, certainly in the first ring suburban towns in Erie County.
And what's your anticipation with regards to early voting?
Well, early voting starts this Saturday. We have the 38 locations that we normally have in Erie County. All are going to be open and continuous for the 9 days of early voting. You can, in Erie County, go to any location. It doesn't have to be one in which you reside. So if you work in another jurisdiction, another town, and you're driving back from work on your way home, you can stop at any one of the polling sites and cast your ballot. We expect that that will be utilized to a great extent by individuals. We've seen the increase in early voting each and every year as people find it more convenient to cast their ballots in that manner. And we're certainly looking forward to a week long of steady early voting.
Next year, New York State has changed things where local races get moved to even years. How could that change everything as far as the election process?
Well, it's certainly going to have an effect as many of the local candidates will have to rely on mail or some other form of contact to the people. As your national candidates and your more prominent statewide candidates are going to be sucking up most of the airtime during that period. The ballot's certainly going to be longer. In many respects, it's going to be a two-sided ballot. And the terms of office, at least for the initial few years, is going to be confusing to individuals, but we're going to try to do the best that we can at the Board of Elections to inform the public and also to make it as easy and smooth a transition as possible.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.